No.
It's a no. Well, that's my previous ad.
Yeah.
I've been mighty good real estate scholar. I've been mighty successful farmer here. I just want to tell you this, here in this part of the county, you know.
Uh-huh.
And anything I can understand, I ask about it. So I went to the drugstore one day, something come up just Saturday. I said, well, I just don't understand. I said, is it any harm for me to tell you I don't understand? I said, well, no, Fred, that's what you for. When you can't understand a thing, ask about it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking you that. I'm telling you all that to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
That I always didn't know if I'm involved in it. I want to get a standing out of it. Was that any harm? That ain't no harm, is it? That ain't no harm to ask about understanding, is it?
No.
Well, that's why I asked you, could you sell these, or would you sell them?
Well, I wouldn't sell them.
Well, that's right.
And I don't know if I could or not.
All right, well, that's satisfaction. You don't know because you haven't tried.
No.
That's it.
But they won't be sold. I can guarantee
what
you
she
that.
Said.
She said, but they won't be sold. She guaranteed
that. Yeah, well, that's good. I like that part of it. It won't be sold. Yes, sir. I had a girl, was take this same job you got, I knew that kind of pal. What it, right up here, where they had them storms.
What is it, Marks?
Marks, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
She was to come out of Washington, take the same job, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to Florida.
Yeah, she's a game.
She went to Florida. And that's why I asked you, why I'm so much interested in it, after you come yesterday. And when you come, I know exactly what you're talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't take, she wasn't sent to Margaret in Mississippi, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you sent from Georgia here.
Mm-hmm.
She was to go to Margaret, Mississippi, that's north from here.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the same job.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Since you're going to set up a barbed wire fence,
mm-hmm.
you got to get a post hole digger.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your post hole digger. Get your measures. You want them 8 foot or 10 foot or 12 foot. You got to dig your hole here, dig your one. If you want to carry that fence 5 miles, you got to dig them holes 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Or your lawn, you wanted that large.
Mm-hmm.
That's a barbed wire fence.
And then you'd set the...
You'd stretch that wire.
And set the...
That's it. Put the poses down first.
Uh-huh.
Put your poses down first. Good. Somebody know how to put your poses down. Know how to run a fence. Set them poses that even. Have all even. So you can look a mile down this person here, and you can see a mile, all of them posts, one ain't no lower. That's a popular fence now.
Mm-hmm.
All of them posts ain't no lower. All of them the same way for a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get your barbed wire
mm-hmm.
and start tacking it on your posts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you stretch that wire. You got hand stretchers, but now you stretch that wire with tractors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You tack that wire here to your first pole. Then you go that half a mile east, west, or a mile west with your tractor, and then catch all that wire and pull it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your labor back here tacking it.
Mm-hmm.
You want 3 or 4 or 5 strands on them posts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You pull them all around there. And in them days, back before they got barbed wire, if you wanted your pastor, in them days it's called, you'd have to split them in the rails.
Mm-hmm.
your father would have had, your grandfather, I'd say, your great-grandfather, would have split them in the rails to go around that five hundred acres. Mm-hmm. You'd have rails to go around that. You'd have that, you'd have that many rails.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
I never see the fence made out of nothing but rock.